is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday. Today is Tuesday.
Still Tuesday.
You know,
it's that time of year. The days just collapse upon
themselves. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it's December 20th?
I'm going to go ahead with the 19th.
The 19th?
Yes, still the 19th.
Because I work overnight, I tend not to know the days of the week.
It is that time where your days disappear into each other.
Yes.
People forget to come into work.
So you're telling me today is Tuesday.
Yes.
And it's December 19th?
To the best of my knowledge and my iPhone's help, it is Tuesday the 19th of December. We are looking at Christmas less than a week away, and I'm looking at you. Good to see you again. It's been a while.
And that voice is Catherine Mitchell. She's joining me again today, and I'm excited to have her in studio to help me with this interview.
And I'm happy to be here with the Christmas spirit and the fullness that is the joy, wisdom, and excitement at Guardian Radio.
Did you bring any gifts? Because Greeks are supposed to bring gifts.
Well, I'm Greek-ish, you know. I'm more Bahamian than anything else. But you know, I bought you something.
Okay, why don't you bring me something? All right.
Actually, my husband sent it to you. It's his special spice rub. It's not for sale, so I'm not doing product placement here. But it's made by hand and love.
Okay, he knows I like spices and pepper. But today, we have a guest, Catherine. We have a guest who is returning home from first semester at the Fox Valley Technical
College
in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And this is Ms. Samaya Gibson.
Yes.
Okay. Samaya Gibson is here. But it's because of her major that I invited her on, because this is something to be celebrated. Because I did not know we had people interested in this neurodiagnostic technician thing.
Well,
and I said, first of all, I need to know what it is and why she chose it. But before we start all of that, I want to get a rundown, and I can have Catherine lead the interview right now, right? I'm going to have a rundown on how did you get to Fox Valley Technical College, and it's all the way in Wisconsin. I don't know where Wisconsin is. I think that's in the Midwest someplace. And I'm sure it's cold now, right? So if I want to have that journey, you're here in the Bahamas, and I want to know like the high school you went to and then how you got to go to the university that you're going to now.
Okay.
Pull the mic a little closer.
We're going to just stop 1 second. We also have Mom here. Mom, can you say hello and introduce yourself?
Mom doesn't want to talk at all.
Okay, well, the reason I'm saying Mom is here is because I am having the both of my children in studio with us to set the scene. Jackson and Grace Mitchell are with us also. We've been elfing around town for Ranfully. I appreciate the role that the motherhood has taken in getting this beautiful young lady to this point. And also for those of you who are not able to see her, sometimes Jesus isn't fair and gives people double blessings. And not only is this young lady brilliant, as we will hear soon, but she's also beautiful, and we're so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Good. So go ahead with your journey. Are we going to convince Mom to talk today, or are you not going to talk?
I think we're going to warm Mom up, like over the Hallmark fire that is the Guardian waves, and she will come out of her shell to be able to share what a journey it was to support her daughter to this point. So, yes, we're taking you way back to when you were a little blonde girl. Going way back, you were born and raised in Nassau, Bahamas. Where did you begin your educational journey? As a mom with young kids, I want to know, how did this begin?
So my first preschool was at Sunglow Little Angels,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to Garvantine's Primary School, and then I went on to S.C. MacPherson, and then the Government High School, where I met my teacher.
The Government High School.
My teacher, Miss Cooper, and Mrs. Hall. And Mrs. Hall is who introduced me to Fox Valley Technical College, who... It was a new school onto the scholarship list, the PSSP, and she told me to give it a try, which I did.
So this is, that university already had a relationship with Bahamian students and with
Actually, I was one of the first Bohemian students to attend there.
I'm sure they were thrilled to have you there.
Yes.
But and I know that's where your journey is now. But going up to that point, was were you always at what point did you become interested in something in this field? I mean, when we hear anything in the neuro world, neuroscientists, or the neurotechnology, whatever you're studying, we think the best and the brightest, something that's almost unattainable. And you're here having grasped that. And I know we have students listening that are looking to go off to college. We have parents listening who are guiding young students. What steps did you take that you feel led you to making that choice now?
Okay, so it all started off, I was on the phone with my cousin who's a nurse in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I know I wanted to...
A Bahamian?
Yeah, she's a Bahamian.
Yes.
So I know I wanted to be somewhere in the medical field. So I was trying to get her advice on everything, basically. And at the same time, I was on my school website going through the different programs and stuff like that. And then I came across the neurodiagnostic technology, and that instantly stood out to me, and I started to do my research on it. And I started to build a love for it before I even began, because I have a grandma who suffered from Alzheimer's for a various amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know firsthand what it is to experience and watch her go through that. So my thing is, if I can help individuals mm-hmm. avoid from going through the same pain as I did watching her suffer from that, and I could do something about it, it astonished me.
So for people that aren't as brilliant as you, what you're looking, I know you're looking into things like, how does the brain work and how do we help it work better? And you look at things, like you said, Alzheimer's is one of the things that you cover. There'll be other mental conditions. Is it things like schizophrenia? Is it things like, do you understand? I know it's not a, it's autism. Are there other things that you study within your field? I'd like to know. But before we do that, I just have to stop you again and saying, going back a little bit still, in order to get to the point where you're accepted at this university, we always bemoan our Bahamian educational system and say how we can improve upon it. But you're a product of that, and you're a shining star. You obviously received the right support, but you had strengths in the sciences. I mean, at what point did you say, okay, this is where I can go, and these are the tools I can use to get there?
Well, I've always been good in science from SE up to now. I've just always had a yearning for the med field. And
a calling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and neurodiagnostics, it's not that quite dominated,
mm-hmm.
especially in our country. And we have a various amount of individuals, mostly 60 years and over, who suffer from epilepsy, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, dementia, migraines, and the list goes on, which makes the need of a neurodiagnostic technologist mandatory.
All right, so that's, you started to talk a little bit about what that is that you do. So again, as we, for those who are looking from the ground up at the shining goal that you have ahead for you, what does your field entail? Like when you grow up and you finish all of your courses, what does your job do on a daily basis? And where do you see yourself doing that?
Okay, we sit alongside doctors, and mm-hmm. we help with the machines and hook up the wires and stuff mm-hmm. to the brain.
The things we watch on Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, to enter the patient's nervous system and just to see what's going on.
That's an incredibly interesting and intimidating field to get into.
Yes.
Well, 1 minute for me, Catherine. Mm-hmm. I know you're a new student at your college. How many Bohemians are there now?
We have like five.
So you're among the five students there. Because
yes.
I know it's new on the list of scholarship options,
yes.
right? And I, for those people who are interested in getting to your college, one, and those people who are interested in taking advantage of scholarship opportunities, right? Who's not aware that there is a website to go and look for various scholarships, right?
Yes.
What is that website? How did you go through the process of applying for it? And give us some details to inspire new people.
Okay, so I'm currently on the PSSP scholarship, and I was introduced to that website to the scholarship through my homeroom teacher and guidance counselor. And basically the process was we had to go to their website and sign up with the application process, write a essay about why do we want to be on the PSSP, our school, and things of that sort. And then we had to go through an interview. and things of that sort. So I would say to get started, definitely reach out to your guidance counselor if you're in a public school mainly, because that's public schools, the public school scholarship program helps students who are in the government school. So I would say reach out to your guidance counselor and tell them that you're interested in it, and I'm sure they would be able to assist you.
And I would like to thank all the guidance counselors and teachers out there that I hope are enjoying their breaks, because you are our heroes and angels of the country. So thank you so much, and you've helped this lovely young lady be before us today. I see Mom is still hiding behind her mask, but we're gonna soon get to her. And again, it's as people would say, it's like, okay, so if we have the grades, we've buckled down, we've gotten through the years of scholastic triumph and trauma, and it's like financially that would be the next hurdle. So you've said that this is something that you were able to come across and able to get the funding to see yourself in sunny Wisconsin.
And another great thing is the school where I'm at currently, each semester they have a various amount where you could sign up for scholarships and things of that sort.
And when you say scholarship, what all are you paying for?
Currently out of my pocket?
Yeah, I mean in general, or what all the scholarship covers? Reverse the question.
The scholarship covers my room and tuition.
Okay. And then whatever I left out there, your parents tend to facilitate.
Such as books and things of that sort, insurance.
Okay.
You're almost ready, Mom. I could see you leaning in. I have to say that, as again, I have my 6-year-old, how old are you? 6-year-old daughter sitting on my lap, and I'm looking at your beautiful daughter. What do you think it takes to get a child from this age to that age? What are some of the things, like if you could give me a little toolkit tip, what would you say you think really assisted you and her in the last couple of decades?
Ooh, wow. I would say you actually don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. As you have children, you want to grow them up the right way. You want to point out their rights and wrongs. You want to lead them or guide them. We just did it. Me and her dad just concentrated on growing her up. And
do you have other children?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have an 11-year-old boy that attends S.C. McPherson.
Wonderful. So you have a little sibling who's looking up to you now as the beautiful, brilliant big sister.
Yes.
What a responsibility. And I know that it's such a role model for my daughter to be here and looking at someone like you. It makes me proud. But also, I have, and Mr. Nuri here has met one of my nieces that just went off last year. She got straight A's this semester. You'd be very proud of her. Hi, Maria. But I have a few high school students that are in the application process. They're on the cusp. And some of them know fairly, they feel they're interested in, and some of them don't have any idea. And as a parent, I think that you're right. We have to focus on our strengths and try to guide them. But do you have any tips for those children at that stage, as far as anything, applying, apart as a culture shock is going to something that has Hallmark weather with all the snow and ice? Do you have anything you'd say to the young people on the cusp of leaving the country now?
Okay. The most major tip I would give is to focus on God, because I wouldn't be where I am today without Him. And I would also say to grasp close with your teachers and your guidance counselors, because they were also a really big help in my journey.
And I want to pause there, right? When you say the guidance counselor and teachers, right? There's a number of Bohemian students about to graduate any minute, right?
Yes.
Not quite sure what they're going to do. Right, they have a plan maybe to go UB, they want to go abroad. Right, how important is to be engaged with your guidance counselor, especially if you say, "Boy, I have no idea how mommy and daddy can pay for this."
It's very important to be engaged. I feel like once you're more engaged, people are more willing to help you, and once they see that you're interested, they're more willing to help you. I'm still currently in contact with my guidance counselor from the government high school and my homeroom teacher also. So I feel like that's a big part of your journey to be engaged with them.
So if you want to get a scholarship, start talking to your guidance counselor.
Yes.
Right? And going to Mom, because I'm glad that you decided to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I went off to my Jigjig College, and I call it a Jigjig College because it's a small college, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom had no clue how she's going to finance this. right? Yeah. And she paid out of pocket, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you being a parent, mm-hmm. having a smart daughter, said, well, I want her to take advantage of all these opportunities. And how did you prepare? What would you recommend? Especially in even the talks of scholarships and looking for scholarships to help you finance mm-hmm. Your child's education. Any kind of tips you can give that what parents who listen to boy, thanks for telling me this.
Once Maya decided she wanted to go to school, and she spoke to me about it. I'm kind of a tough, mm-hmm. tough parent. And I said to her, like any other Bahamian mother, well, if that's what you want, mm-hmm. you're going to have to fight to get that. Mm-hmm. And that's what she did. She did everything by herself. Like she said, she went to her guidance counselor. Her homeroom teacher was, oh, wow, she was a wonder. She pushed her. And Samaya did everything for herself, actually. And the guidance counselor advised her, okay, let's get you on this PSSB scholarship. And once I heard that, I was like, okay, that was a big relief because I was actually scared. I was like, Lord, where is this money coming from? You know, this is what she wants to do, and I have to support her. So although I felt that inside, I didn't show her that. I just told her, I said, but okay, you appreciate things more than when you fight for it. So that's what she did.
In the upcoming days, I'm hoping to have one or two more students who are returning home for the first term, mm-hmm. After their first term at university and college, right? To hear about their experience. Mm-hmm. But your mom is saying that you prepared and done everything, did everything on your own, right? Yes. You used to do all the research. Can you explain what all did you do so I can understand exactly what your mom mean by you prepared and did everything yourself?
So it first began when my guidance counselor introduced it to me. And from there, I went on and I Googled the school, see what it's about, their different programs and things like that. And I also reached out to the advisors and basically was getting their advice about everything. And I also signed up for my visa to get my visa, and I went through that process. And basically, from there, it was just faith.
And I can say, you mentioned that you said the first off of your relationship with God, and that could be seen without you saying it. You have such a lovely spirit and groundedness about you. That's something that you did not have to articulate. I think your light is shining. So thank you again for being an example to our young people. But also, I kind of want to hear two different sides of the story. I want to hear, A, how you've survived the cold and ice of Wisconsin, because I just had a young cousin go over and look at schools over there. I'm like, it's cold, you know. Now, I actually went to university in Scotland, so I appreciate the fact that sometimes I thought we'd have no more natural light. So I'd like to know the practical sides of surviving, but also you're here, and you're obviously someone with a vision that looks forward. I'd love to know where you see yourself coming out of the other side, which I have no doubt you will. Like, do you see any possibility of yourself returning to our country? Do you see a place that you could serve here? Because we always, you know, the brain drain conversation is, yes, she's bright and beautiful, and she's gone forever because there's not a place for her here. Is there a place in our country for students like you in the future?
Yes, I do believe. I'm all about my country and the bettering mm-hmm. of my country, and I believe that it's up to me and the upcoming generation to create a better Bahamian nation, better meaning to evolve, and better than what it is now. And I do believe that neurodiagnostic technologists are mandatory where we are to work alongside doctors and to help with things in the brain and the nervous system, helping out with epilepsy and Alzheimer's and things of mm-hmm. that sort. So I do see myself coming back.
Well, okay, I want to know about Wisconsin. That's Midwest. Only because I watch
Wisconsin.
Yeah, when that show
you ever seen Cool Runnings back in the day? Like when they freeze, when they go up to Calgary?
That was Wisconsin?
No, that's not Wisconsin. But that's what I think of when I think of Wisconsin.
Where is Wisconsin, by the way?
It's in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's very cold.
North Central, right? Yes. In the middle and up.
Yes, yes. And it's close to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So when I first went, we drove there. It was a 24-hour drive.
Oh, you're a good mom.
Yeah. You say you drove there from where?
From Florida.
Oh, you're going to Florida, then you drive up?
Yes. Oh, okay. So me, my mom, my grandma, and my brother and my dad. My dad actually.
It was a family trip.
And yes. Everyone lived.
So my dad actually drove. Mm-hmm. So
thanks, Dad.
Yeah. So I love road trips because mm-hmm. I've always been. I just with the like snacks the, and mm-hmm. driving and seeing the different states as we drive through them. So when I first went to Wisconsin, it wasn't cold. It was still like in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And I would say when it did start to get cold and snowing and stuff, I want to say it was a shock because I've never seen snow before. Mm-hmm. But the feeling.
Mm-hmm. Did you run outside when you see the snow?
Pardon?
Did you run outside when you see the snow?
No.
No?
Because my mom has already warned me that it gets really cold. Mm-hmm. And then, so campus is like 4 minutes away from our dorms. Mm-hmm. So we would have to walk. And I could even feel the cold through my gloves. So that's when I knew it was bad. But it has to take some adjusting to.
But it's exciting. It's yeah. going to be somewhere
it's a new.
I mean, we've had 80-degree weather up until early December here. How was it socially adjusting? How's the Bahamian going up? Did you feel any culture shock? Did you? I mean, we are very friendly, hospitable people, and we have excellent bedside manner as a nation. But so I assume you fit in. But how was that experience?
The main culture shock I got is that they don't lock the doors. Because most...
Yeah, house doors?
Oh, this must be a Wisconsin thing,
yeah,
not a Chicago thing.
So that was kind of a shock to me because I'm like, what if somebody comes in here to try to, harm us or something? So that was one of the greatest things for me. Because they're like, Wisconsin is like a town mm-hmm. versus like other states and mm-hmm. stuff. So like everything is smaller. And yeah, it's like more like a town versus a city. So they leave their doors open freely. And it's like a lot of people farm there and stuff. So it's a lot of animals and things. We see deers. We sometimes have foxes. I've never seen a fox, though. I mostly see deers and turkeys and stuff running around like
That's
that.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah.
When we travel to Bahamian, we're like, a cow, yeah. horse. It's always very exciting for us to see these things. So I'm so glad you're in a different environment. And again, you said you've adjusted. You haven't frozen yourself to death. What would you say? I always ask my kids this. What was the high and what was the low of the first semester? What was a rose and what was a thorn?
A high was my support system mm-hmm. and my faith. A low was... I wouldn't say I've had any lows so far. I've always looked on the bright side of things. Mm-hmm. So
the positive mental attitude didn't have you crying on home the phone to mommy saying, "Mommy, I want to come home," like I was in my first semester.
Actually, yes. Thinking about it, mm-hmm. In the America, how it's so broad, they have a lot mm-hmm. of scams. So I had a point in time where both of my bank accounts got hacked.
Wow.
And they took all the money off. So that was a low for me, and I've been through a depressive state for a while. Mm-hmm. But then I started to gain my faith back because, you have to walk by faith and not by sight sometimes. And everything happens for a reason. I believe that happened to make me stronger. And, yeah.
I'm so proud of it. I can see the strength in you.
I would ask Mom now, when you got that news that her account got hacked, all the money you sent her, you already budget, say, okay, this is all you can have for the month, for the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then she calls and says, mommy, all the money gone. Mm-hmm. what do you say then?
Listen, that was just, I was a distraught feeling. Oh, man. And she called me and she said, mommy, all my money is gone. I wanted to cry because that was weeks of... funding we would send because she need grocery. Where she stay is actually in an apartment, so she could have cooked for herself. So she would have to do her grocery mm-hmm. every couple of weeks, depending on what she need. And that was weeks of saving because she loved to save. She loved to save. So that was terrifying. Never experienced nothing like that. And it didn't only happen to one account, it happened to both because at that time, we were trying to navigate how we're going to get funds to her. So luckily, it was two or three ways to get funds to her, which would have been through Western Union.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Western Union?
No.
I think it's one of those companies.
And internationally wiring funds. So it's not the easiest process. No.
And then between the two banks, which is Scotia Bank and Commonwealth Bank. So to have those two hacked, and that was just because she was ordering food for herself.
Yes. Yeah.
And it
No, but it's
it led a pathway to.
Yeah, when you hear that, again, we're preparing all these young people to go off, and you prepare them, we get our GPAs, we get our essays, and then there's life skills that come uninvited that you hope that the resilience and grit you've instilled within your child hold through. So that sounds like one of those many things I'm going to go back and now say to the teenagers about to go off. I actually have an interest now, just as a Bahamian, tapping into your academic field, because we know you're a young student and adjusting and doing well. But when you look at the Bahamas, and I know you've said your grandmother gave you an interest in Alzheimer research and assistance. Are there any other issues, problems in your field that you see as a country that you think would be something that would interest you? Like you say, I think that this is really prevalent and something that needs more care.
Yes, I would say epilepsy is a major one. Migraines, because I suffer from migraines myself. My dad suffers from migraines with sinus, especially when the weather comes down and cold from. And
it's something I also have suffered with, so I appreciate that, and my grandmother.
So there's a various amount of diseases and illnesses that make the need of neurodiagnostic tests mandatory. But I would say epilepsy would be a major one, especially in the younger generation. Because I've also had a friend in S.A. McPherson who died from a seizure because he had epilepsy.
Yeah, so that's an impactful experience when you see that happening young. And again, to seek answers and solutions to something that must have impacted you.
Yes. Earlier you mentioned that 5 Bahamians at your school. Do you know all 5 of them?
Yes, I do.
Did they start at the same time with you?
Yes.
So 5 of you basically went from the Bahamas, from various schools.
Actually, one of them is from Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
So we met him there. And then my friend Jalea, we got in contact before we came off the school together. So, yeah, all of us are friends, and we have a group. And, yeah.
And how big is this particular school?
It's really big.
It's a huge university then.
Yes, it's large. It's larger than I expected it to be when I first went there. Yeah, it's really big.
I'm looking up for the name of the school again. It's Fox. Go ahead, tell me the name of your school again.
Fox Valley Technical College.
And that's in Wisconsin.
Yes, Appleton.
And it's now a part of the public school scholarship program.
Yes.
So if your child is interested, they could go and investigate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And the advisors there are very helpful with you coming off and the process and all of that. So
do they have a large Caribbean student population?
Is it diverse? Is it fairly international?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's very international. We have our own, what's it called? Department for International Students called Global Education. And we have students come from Africa, Guyana, Tunisia, Jamaica, from all over the world.
And where are you finding your friend group from? Who are the students you find that you're bonding with? Are they from your course? Are they,
mainly the Bahamians. And I have a friend from Tunisia also, and I met her through Jalea, who is a Bahamian from here, and their roommates. So that's how I met her.
So can you tell us a little bit, again, like the mystique of your course, I think, is huge for a lot of people. But you make it, you see, I am not underestimating your brilliance that got you there, but you almost make it feel like it's doable. Can you tell us a little bit about what does this first semester look like as a course load? What are you taking?
So I took 5 classes this semester, and it was challenging, mainly because I'm very hard on myself. I strive to get straight A's and stuff like that. So it was a bit challenging, especially because the grading system is different. you have to get a 92% through 92 to 100, which is an A, and then below a 92 is a B. So
it's was the course breakdown? Like, what exactly were the classes you took?
So I took body structure and function, medical terminology, English composition, college math, and digital literacy.
So it's like a liberal arts college. There are some prerequisites that you have to take, like English composition, et cetera. It's not necessarily in your field, but they still require you to take that as a base level.
Yes, to be able to deal with patients and other individuals.
Now, when I was Googling what to ask you before I came on this show last night, they said one of the most challenging things about the field is just the sheer amount of information you have to intake.
Yes.
It's just that you really have to ingest, understand a lot. But also what's cool is that as you start walking around campus and start seeing things that you're learning in your courses and behaviors, is that something you've experienced? Have you started looking? Have you feel like what you're learning is like, is it starting to see it in your see life differently?
Yes, very differently. Mm-hmm. I sometimes start to self-diagnose myself because we have to retain a wide amount of information in order to deal with such a complex system.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced that with a few of my classes where we would have such a short amount of time to study a certain chapter and get an exam based on it. So I know what that is firsthand.
Now, I just want to applaud this young lady because before we came in here, she said she was very nervous, and I think nobody has heard it, and I'm only saying it now because she's so excellently poised and well-spoken. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you so much.
So is this a four-year degree or?
It's 2 years.
It's 2 years. So you have at the end of it?
Pardon me?
What would be your degree when you have at the end of it? Or certification?
An associate's degree, but I do plan to go to another university to get my bachelor's and possibly my master's.
Okay. So at the end of it, you'll have more like an associate of science degree or associate of arts degree, whatever, right? That you can come home and work with that?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll be certified in what exactly?
A neurodiagnostic technology.
And let me try to get it out with it. Neuro...
Diagnostic technology?
Or technologist, right? And what is it, again, because I know you did it earlier, what is it that you would be doing if you come home to work in the Bahamas? What is it you'd be doing?
Okay, we run a various amount of tests on patients, and we just, through machines, we enter their nervous system through tests such as EEGs and nerve conduction tests, things of that sort. Basically, just to see what's going on.
Because I know there is one neurologist here. That's what you call it? Brain doctor. One brain doctor that I know is the African German. You're not familiar with the African German? No? There's one brain
doctor. Dr. Magnus. I was just about to Dr. say, Magnus. I think it's Dr. Magnus, who has helped a lot of people I know in my life. Okay. Yes.
And I know there are different fields. Mom might know. There's a see, the names are just escaping me. There's a brain doctor, because I can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
And then there are, brain specialists who, do waves. One do surgery type things, and then one just do,
How most of us feel about this field. We're a brain doctor, they do the wave thing.
Yeah.
Put this,
yeah.
I think it basically is the same as what Dr. Magnus does.
Okay, so that's one brain doctor.
Yeah.
So more like you'll be coming to, if when you come home, you'll be working with that.
Yes, and we run the test.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far
are you aware of any other technologists here working in the Bahamas?
No, I am not.
Oh, we need to investigate. Get you networking.
Yeah. And do you have mentorship in the medical field here? Do you have doctors that have assisted you on your journey or you've spoken with prior to going off?
No, I am not.
If not, mentors. This is an excellent protege waiting here that would do you proud to bring into your under your wing. And we need her to come and shine brightly in our country and welcome her back. So how's work life? Oh, we have a call. This is exciting.
Yeah. So let's break for this call right now. Producer, can you patch that call through for me, please? Did you get that? Let me see if we can get that. That works. Oh. I don't hang them up. Didn't work out. No problem. But call right back. But go ahead, Catherine, with your question.
So I want to ask a little bit again about where you're at right now in life. How's the work-life balance? Do you have, when I, again, think about your studying at this time, do you have any time off to yourself, and what do you do for the fun side of you?
Okay, so how I am, I'm a very organized person. So I set up my schedule for the week. I set up what I have to do. And like I said, I'm very stern on myself. So once I'm done with the class, like for the day, I would make sure to do my assignments. So I would have the weekend free to myself just to relax. And what I do for fun is hair, makeup, all sorts of beauty things, skincare.
It shows.
Yes.
We do have someone who wants to talk to you. So let's go ahead and let that caller come through.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
A pleasure. Good morning, everybody in studio.
Good morning.
Morning. Bark here. I'd like to, Ms. Durian, you guys, I'd like to congratulate the young lady. She sounds like she's going to go far. You know, Mrs. Nuri, one of the things we keep talking about in our country is it's so sad we see our children spend so much money to go off to school to get this new technology, this new education. When they come back here, they can't even find a job. They have to leave the country to go back to the United States or Canada or Europe, somewhere where they could make, where they could do the job with the proper technology, equipment, and the salary that they deserve. But when they come back to their own country, they can't get a job. And let's pray for the young lady that she goes and succeeds in her endeavors. And the last thing I'd like to say to her, Mr. Nuri, that when she went to the government high, she said she went to, she did not go to the government high. The government high was Pontiana, and the name read on top of the school, the government high. The one she went to was government high.
I was wondering if anyone was going to pick up on that one. Yes, she's young.
Anyway, you went to the government high school.
But I actually
and
totally,
you celebrating that. Yeah,
I agree with Sparky's feelings. I hope that, you know, I think one of our concerns in the country is that we have our brilliant minds going off to get overqualified and not have a space when they return. So I also hope that you find that space upon your return. And looking as, and we talk about high schools a little bit, when you, do you feel like you're well-prepared and well-armed and well-equipped? If you could say, I wish we had had this in any of the schools. This is not a critique, but like, I wish we could have also added this into my curriculum before I went off. Is there anything you'd say, this is something I would like to have had prepare me?
I feel like God equipped me with everything that I needed. So
as I have my third graders going into GLAT this year, you said you're an extremely organized person, that you set your schedule up, you actually have weekends off, which for a college student blows my mind, because I was one of those people that I did well, but I felt like I was not able to have that kind of time off. So I'm impressed looking at you. What would you advise our future GLAT student going into exams next year, Jackson?
I would advise,
and 3Q Queens College.
I would advise you to first off pray, mm-hmm. ask God to give you a clear mind, mm-hmm. understanding, peace that is unexplainable, and you know what you're working with. So I would, you know how much you can take, basically. Mm-hmm. So you just go about that accordingly. Don't be too hard on yourself like Ivy. You know?
Yeah, perfectionism.
Yes.
And we can see it in you. And again, you've talked a lot about your faith. And I think it's evident in the grace in which you carry yourself. Mom, how do you feel like this faith journey began? Was this something you instilled? Was she raised in the church? How, as we go into Christmas and we see this beautiful Christian testament, where did this begin, you think, as a mother?
It started from very up, very, from mm-hmm. she was born. I gotta tell, you know, she was godly. When she go to church, she knew to stand still. She knew to behave. As she grew up, I taught her to pray. I taught her what was right and wrong. And we went to church religiously. So basically, Samaya grew up in church, and she continued with it.
Well, that's such a beautiful, again, testament to the spirit and the structure and the fact that, as your mother had said earlier, a lot of this was self-driven. It came from within. And I'm just really uplifted to meet someone like you today. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on to the show. I feel like I'm going off with like a bright ray of sunshine and hopefulness in the country.
Good. Yes. Well, right now we're going to take a short break, right? We're going to take a short break and we'll come up and come back and continue our conversation with Samaya Gibson, who is in Wisconsin. Give me the name of the college again.
Fox Valley Technical College.
And she's doing an Associate of Science or Arts degree in what that's
degree again? Neurodiagnostic Technology.
Yes. And she's on a scholarship for public school. Give me the name of the scholarship again.
PSSP, Public Schools College Program.
I just want to make sure everyone is aware of what's happening and that opportunity for them too. But we'll be right back. This is Guided Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Catherine Mitchell is with me. She's co-hosting with me. It's good to have Catherine back. And in the new year, she's going to be here often in order to help
all
with
all the time.
Yes, that's good. And hopefully she'll be a Greek bringing gifts. No. No?
Greekish. No. Fully Bahamian.
That's okay. I want you to bring gifts. Yes. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to catapult your business into the spotlight? Introducing Guardian Business Boots.
Ignite your success and it's absolutely free to join.
Did you say free?
Yes. Free Guardian Business Boost is not just a program. It's your ticket to unprecedented visibility and growth. The Guardian Media Group is committed to helping the Bahamas prosper by creating new opportunities for small businesses who are the key drivers of that growth.
How does it work?
It works by first registering your business with the Guardian Business Boost at thenassauguardian.com. Then, each month, Guardian Media will pick and boost 5 businesses with 1 month of free ads across our multiple advertising platforms. The Nassau Guardian newspaper, website, Guardian Radio 96.9, Star 106 Hits, and all social media platforms. Catapult your business into the spotlight with Guardian Business Boost. Sign up for free today at thenassauguardian.com.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let man and soul.
Good morning, and we're back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and I am the co-host today. I'm Catherine Tisdale Mitchell, and we have two wonderful guests in our studio. We're returning to the conversation about what it's like to be a young Bahamian, brilliant Bahamian college student coming back after your first semester in a field that is interesting and challenging. We've got Mom and our student in the studio.
What is Mom's name? We never introduced Mom because remember,
you're
Mom wasn't planning.
Too, you know, Mom.
She wasn't planning to talk today, right? So now that she's talking, we need at least formally introduce her. What is your name, ma'am?
You have an identity.
Sure, it's Christiana. Everybody know me by Renee or Rini. It's my middle name, Christiana Gibson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you in terms of advice to other parents who have their child about to leave, especially working class parents, right? Not affluent that you have money in the bank or you prepared, but you're working class parent and you realize you have a smart child, a child who wants to take advantage of opportunities and they're going off, but you realize that, hey, certain things you should have done or should be doing. What kind of advice, recommendation you'll say right now?
My advice is try not to be afraid. If your child expressed their love and passion for something, support them. I didn't always, you know, I wasn't prepared for this, but along the way, I became prepared. I always made myself available when Samaya comes to us and asks us questions on what she should do. When she decided to go off and it finally happened, it finally clicked, Samaya's going. We just supported her. We found the funds to get her there. As she was there, we supported her. To make it easier, my strategy was to make sure she had something every week. That's because you may run into hard times. Mm-hmm. So at least I had a little comfort. Me and her father had a bit of comfort knowing that if we run into a little block, she has something to lean on. So that was my strategy along the way. It wasn't a plan, like I said. We learned it as every day. We learned on what to do, and we just took it one day at a time.
Once upon a time, when a child go off, it was a community involvement. And when I say community, like grandparents, great-grandparents, uncle, aunt, you know, good neighbor, you know, those auntie who's not really your auntie, but, you know, godmother. Did that happen with Samaya?
Oh, wow. Samaya has a strong family that backs her. Her father's family backs her 1,000%. My dad... 1,000%. So Samaya has a strong background to lean on and support.
So this is a child of the community. Mm-hmm. And I know you had touched on during the break that there's so many people that aided along this journey. Mm-hmm. Is there any, and I just have to say quickly, you said try not to be afraid as a parent. I think that's an omnipresent feeling we parents experience forever. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate your courage and bravery to this point.
Thank you.
So do you have anyone you would like to recognize now and say, you know, thank you for their impact, their role in your journey?
Yes. Firstly, my parents. My mom, Christiana, and my dad, Kino, they have been there for me from the beginning. They've always supported me. They've always listened to me with my concerns. If anything I needed, it would be there, literally. And my granddad, Hilton McIntosh, he's also been a big help in supporting me. My homeroom teacher, Miss Cooper, Miss K. Cooper at the Government High School, and my guidance counselor at the Government High School, Miss Hall. God has blessed me with these individuals, and I thank him every day because I don't know where I would be without them.
And I think it's something we talk about. I know you talk about it with Aaron all the time, that the phrase, it takes a village, and that we as the Bahamas have been known in our history to be very community-minded when it comes to our young people, when it comes to our children. But it's something also that it seems to be lost as in more recent times. You seem to be part of the old and good belief that it does take a village, and you come from a community. Mm-hmm. How has that been to support you? I know you have a name, Renee, Mom.
Can you repeat that?
You've also had community support behind you. Mm-hmm. Have you felt that as a mother, that you felt support?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, family and friends, they were a big help. The minute they heard Samaya wanted to pursue her education abroad, everybody was on it. No questions asked. She had full support.
How did you feel with her leaving home for the first time? Your first child, say, okay, she gone.
When Samaya received the letter that she would be, she was accepted, first of all, for the PSSP, I cried like a baby. I couldn't get over the fact that she finally is going. And it was late into the fall season, and she was adamant that she wanted to leave because I was like, you want to go in January? And she's like, no, mommy, I want to go now. So, yeah, that was a bit tough for me, for us.
Again, true parenting takes a great deal of courage.
Yes.
And so thank you. Thank you for possessing the bravery that gives us this brilliant star ahead for us. And my niece just got accepted to BU last week, Boston University. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Diana Cushell. Mm-hmm. And again, when we got the video of her being accepted, I'm only the auntie, and I felt the emotional rush that was. Anyway, this is Gracie. Gracie, say hi. She's not saying hi, but you look at her, look at the six-year-old, and you are where, as a mother, I would love to one day, I am proud of you, and you're a good girl, but I would love to be in a position where I said, I've done what I could do as a parent, and she's done what she could do for herself. What would you advise her? Gracie,
focus on God. It's going to get hard sometimes, and you're going to doubt yourself, but once you focus on God, He makes the impossible possible. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's the main scripture what keeps me going when things get tough. So, God.
I think we all needed to hear this today. Actually, I'm going to take this advice for myself, not just for Grace, because I think that, you know, globally, we've had a bit of there's been a dark few months, and there's been a lot of, trauma and loss of life across the world, and that we are looking for the light of Christmas to come ahead. So thank you for being a light for us today and to remind us to focus where it should be.
I know we have a few minutes now. Mm-hmm. What's next for you? I know you have another a year left, right? But I know you tend to research and prepare for the next step. Yes. You mentioned that this is a associate's degree program you're in, and you want to pursue your bachelor's degree and perhaps even your master's degree, right? Specialized in general. What steps are you doing now to make sure that happens?
The first step, I plan to keep my GPA perfect at a 4.0.
Well done. That is amazing.
So I plan to gain as much scholarships as I can going on into the future to fund for further education.
Fantastic.
Yes. So,
if you could go anywhere in the world, though, I know you're happy where you are and you're grateful for the scholarship, but do you have a dream place you'd love to go and study? Do you say, I'd love to have that opportunity to go there?
I would say possibly Texas.
Oh, is that where your cousin, the nurse, is?
Yes.
And
I have another cousin there, and I have an aunt there. So
that would be a different experience in Americana.
And I feel like they would support me, because my family is very supportive, and I thank God for them.
And it does make a difference to feel like you have that safety net there, and not everyone
does. Something to fall back on, being far away from my parents. So.
An odd question, and just thought about this because it was an important issue for my family, right? Ask mom, right? Is Samaya the first in your immediate family to go off to college, or everyone went off to college, or whatever it is for that?
Well, I'm not going off internationally, but locally, I went to college. And Samaya has a cousin that went to college, and she followed the same footsteps. So they're basically one after the other. One did one, and she did the next one.
Good. Because I know it was a big deal for me to go off. It was a big deal for me to even go to UB or COB, right? Being the first, right? Say, oh, you got to go because you have nieces after you. Mm-hmm. The education is important.
Carving your name in the family tree.
Can you imagine? You know? And I want to know if that was like a big deal. So, you know, you're growing off and you have a little brother, you have a little cousins. I know, write down the experiences so you can help them trot forward. I want to know if that was happening.
You mean now or
in no?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell Samaya, make sure be an example to her brother, because I would like for him to do the same thing.
What's your brother's name?
Keno.
Give him a shout out. Yes. I was like, you have to give him a shout out too.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I enjoyed this interview, and thanks very much for coming on. Like I said, I plan to bring a number of students who are returned for this Christmas, because I didn't get to come back my first Christmas. You know, I cried like a baby. Mm-hmm. I missed Jokunu for the first time in my life.
It's good to miss home.
No, man, it was miserable. So I know coming home is important, just to see your mom, to see your dad, see your aunties and your little brother, to say, okay, home, let's go to Jokunu. Yeah. Let's go to church. Let's see who all is here and how they doing. So I'm glad that you're home, that things are going well for you. But anyway, I give the last word to you. Any advice?
Thank you guys so much for having me. And my advice, like it always will be, focus on God.
And thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for being a shining light this Christmas season. No, amidst all of the dark news, it's a beautiful, hopeful story. So we thank you for sharing yours.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Catherine Mitchell was with me co-hosting. She's going to be with me a number of times throughout the new year, so we're kind of excited about that. It's going to be an interesting new year. Tomorrow, we're supposed to be having giveaways. I'm going to make sure that happens. I'm going to call some people who promised me gifts and items to give away as we do prizes and surprises. But anyway, have a beautiful day. It's December 19th, you said it is, Catherine?
Yeah, that's what it seems.
Okay, December 19th. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.